South African consumers have long been struggling with debt issues, but the impact of the COVID pandemic will likely have worsened the situation. Out of nowhere, many workers are on lower pay, some losing their jobs and incomes altogether. And so these developments would have put pressure on households whose obligations didn't come to a halt when their incomes did. If burdened with high levels of debt, there is a solution for consumers, and that is to get debt counselling, with a view to solely getting rid of one's debt and to one day being viewed as credit worthy again. And there's no shame in it. Stuff happens. Well, to take us through what's involved in debt counselling, I'm joined on the line by Bene Sega. He's the chairman of the National Debt Counsellors Association. Thanks very much, Bene, for joining us. Now, what exactly is debt counselling, and at what point should a consumer consider looking into it?
Yeah, debt counselling is a vehicle provided for by the National Credit Act. It's been around for over a decade. And, when the Act was written, it was envisioned that consumers would struggle with debt at some point. So it's a legal, it's within the legal framework of the National Credit Act to allow consumers who are struggling with their debts, to allow them to work with registered individuals called debt counsellors to work, who then in turn work with the creditors to try to restructure their debt in such a way that it becomes more affordable for them to pay on a monthly basis.
So what's the best way to go about finding a good debt counsellor, and who essentially can apply?
Yeah, the best way is to do your research online. These days we all go to Google, and I think you will learn a lot about the debt counsellors. Go to places where you can see, you know, whether the debt counsellor has won awards and what they stand for. Look for people who are opinion leaders, like debtbusters in the radio, and so on. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing to verify. And secondly, you have to make sure that the debt counselor is registered with the National Credit Regulator. This is crucially important for the consumers, for their own protection.
Yes.
To make sure that, you know, whoever is going to be restructuring your debts and channeling, your debt repayments and creditors are registered with the NCR, so that you have a bit of a recourse in case something doesn't go right for yourself. Mm. So I would recommend consumers to do their own research and ask around. I mean, there's great online portals. They can ask around their friends, and hopefully they know some people who've gone through the process before, and they can get some unbiased opinions from other consumers.
So you can go to a debt counsellor, and they can tell you whether or not the law permits you to get the debt protection, or, I mean, how does it work? Because obviously some people may be in debt, but it's actually manageable and doesn't really require your services, but they perhaps need somebody to tell them that.
Absolutely. And I think you make a very good point. I always say debt counseling is not for everyone. I mean, pretty much all of us have debt, because without taking on some debt, we call it credit, without taking on some credit, it's almost impossible for any society to do things like building a house or buying a house or getting a vehicle. So at some point, that credit that we are extremely happy to get becomes a bit of a burden for some individuals. And that's when we call, if your debt becomes a burden some to you and you're having difficulty paying it, chances are that you should be talking to a professional to give you advice. And the first thing to do is find that reputable debt counselor. Give them a ring or ask them to call you back to do a free assessment. And they should be able to give you, over the telephone, they should be able to give you a pretty good idea based on your income, based on your expenses, and based on your debt obligations, whether you would be a good candidate for debt counseling, or, as you say, if you can manage it on your own, how can you actually do that? And the great thing about that free assessment is you also get a free credit report with it and just some impartial advice, in terms of how to manage your finances.
Yes.
If debt counseling is not for you, that's a great step, I think, for any consumer to start with, to really understand whether what options are available to them.
Yes. Now, when one is heavily indebted, what type of debt can you get assistance with? Because clearly when you're in difficulties, many obligations can be left behind, including things like your municipal rates as well as school fees.
Yeah, I think one of the sort of, I would say, one of the things about debt counseling is that debt counselors are allowed to restructure debt or credit that was taken as part of the National Credit Act, meaning agreements that fall within the National Credit Act. So those are all your credit agreements. Mm-hmm. Things like your student loans, your municipal rates, and other things, unfortunately, not included.
Right.
But with that said, often what we find is that you know, municipal rates and student loans don't come with high interest rates. In fact, they probably don't come with any significant interest rate. Where you would find the most significant savings for our consumers is something where debt counselors can help, and that is reducing the interest rates of the unsecured debt. And just to put into perspective, in many other countries, unsecured debt, which would be your personal loans and credit cards and things like that, overdraft facilities, they come with relatively low interest rates. Unfortunately, in South Africa, they come with stubbornly high interest rates of 22 to 24%. Mm. And even though there has been a repo rate decrease over the last year, that doesn't feed into unsecured debt repayments, because these obligations, when consumers enter into these credit agreements for unsecured debt, again, we're talking about personal loans or overdraft facilities or credit card agreements, the interest rate is not one that fluctuates. It doesn't change with any changes in the repo rate, unlike, let's say, a bond or even some of the vehicle finance agreements where they are linked to the repo rate. So, you know, over the last year, if you think about how much the repo rate has been decreased by the central bank, it's benefited consumers massively, those who have, especially bond repayments. Unfortunately, that doesn't feed into unsecured debt, and this is one area where debt counselors can be extremely helpful to consumers, because based on the industry-wide agreements that debt counselors have, working with the creditors, in cases where the consumer is unable to afford to repay their debt, we are allowed to reduce the interest rate all the way down to 0%.
Wow.
And if you can think about that, for unsecured debt to go from, let's say, 22 or 24%, which is the most prevailing number we see, to 0%, that in terms of future debt repayments, that saves consumers a lot of money on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
In most cases, our consumers save, depending on the debt repayments, somewhere between 3,000 to 10,000 rand in terms of debt repayments on a monthly basis.
That's
and if you think about this, I think part of the reason why we're trying to get the conversation going is that we want consumers to be aware that it is an option for them to revisit debt repayments and try to, you know, tackle it with the help of debt counselors.
Yes, and of course, it's not the end of the world. So what happens when you're in debt counseling and to your possessions, like, for example, your house or your car, which you're struggling to pay? Can you still hold on to them?
Yes, one of the benefits is that even if you're in 1 or 2 months in arrears, often when you enter debt counseling, with these assets, it's often seen as an alternative payment mechanism by the creditors. So any legal action on these assets, which would be such as trying to repossess, would be stopped. And I think that's one of the big benefits to consumers as well, because they can be incorporated into the debt counseling process, and it helps consumers massively.
And during the process, presumably one has to keep as far away as possible from things like credit and any other debt-incurring instruments during the process.
Yeah, one of the downsides, I would say, which I think is fair, is when you enter debt counseling, you will be flagged with credit bureaus as being under debt counseling. So for the duration of that, the period that you are under debt counseling, you are unable to access new credit. And what this means is you won't be able to use your credit card, you won't be able to take out a new loan or enter into a new credit agreement. This excludes things like, you know, cell phone contracts, because, you know, it's different. It excludes things like being able to, let's say, rent a house or rent an apartment.
Okay.
But in terms of being able to borrow more money, you wouldn't be able to do that, which I think is really, it's really fair, because as a consumer, I think our primary concern with our consumers in debt counseling is to demonstrate the ability to repay back the debt that they have rather than taking on new debt.
Yeah, and it does make sense. I mean, you don't want to dig the hole any deeper. So lastly, why is it so important for consumers to quickly come to grips with the fact that they're no longer in control of their finances and get the help that they need, and also not to be worried about the shaming that may come, you know, with them not being on top of their financial situation?
We are at a very difficult point, an inflection point, I believe, in South Africa's history. We have many more individuals who are really struggling with their finances this year than we did a year ago. On top of that, we also have many more individuals who are either unemployed or underemployed in terms of what they're earning compared to years past. And I think debt is something we all wish would go away, but unfortunately it does eat into our psychology, and it does result in many other difficulties for consumers. And my recommendation to consumers would be, don't delay the process. Get the free advice. Get the unbiased advice from a debt counselor. And start from there and see what options are available for you. And any day that you lose is not going to help you in terms of keeping holding on to those assets or repaying back your debt.
That was Bene Sega. He's the chairman of the National Debt Counselors Association.